Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Dick Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Canizaro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Jackson. Pitching for the New York Mets, Al Jackson. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jimmy Stewart. Batting second. The right fielder, Lou Brock. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Bertel. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Billy Cowan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Ellsworth. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Ellsworth. And now, play ball. Dick Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hunt hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Stewart reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas bunts in front of the plate. Bertel scoops up the ball and tags Thomas for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Stewart is called out on strikes. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Brock bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, for strike three. Two outs. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Williams takes first base on ball four. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Santo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hickman who is chasing the ball. Santo reaches third base with a triple. Williams goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Santo scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Banks. The throw from Canizaro and he is safe. Banks steals second. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Rogers is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Christopher moves to second. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel hits a line drive into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cowan strikes out. 2 outs. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth hits a line drive towards the mound. Jackson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Chris Canizzaro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Canizzaro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dick Smith is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hickman. Brock reaches second base with a double. Hickman throws the ball into Hunt, who relays the ball to Smith, who tags Brock trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Stewart goes all the way around to score. 1 out. It's 3-0, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Christopher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Christopher takes first base on ball 4. Hickman moves to second. Charlie Smith batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Rodgers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodgers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rodgers. The throw from Canai's 0 and he is safe. Rodgers steals second. Dick Bertel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bertel is 0 for 1 in the game. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cowan is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowan hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Canizaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Canizaro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. McMillan moves to second. One out. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Smith is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rodgers fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McMillan moves to third. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hunt is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Rodgers fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ellsworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellsworth strikes out. One out. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Brock hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hickman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hickman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rodgers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Christopher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Christopher hits a pop-up towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rod Cannell now playing second base. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Santo moves to second. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rogers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rogers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Santo scores. Banks moves to third. Rogers moves to second. It's 4-0, Cubs. Craig Anderson now pitching. Dick Burkell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Burkell is 0-2 in the game. Burkell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Banks scores. Rogers moves to third. It's 5-0, Cubs. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cowan is 0-2 in the game. Cowan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rogers scores. Burkell moves to second. It's 6-0, Cubs. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ellsworth is 0-2 in the game. Ellsworth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. Burkell moves to third. 2 outs. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Stewart is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Stewart hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McMillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McMillan strikes out. 2 outs. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Canizaro is 0-for-2 in the game. Canizaro hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Santo bunts in front of the plate. Canizaro scoops up the ball and tags Santo for the out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Banks is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Andre Rogers batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Rogers is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jesse Gonder pinch hits for Craig Anderson. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Ellsworth, and towards Rogers, who fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dick Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Rod Cannell, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cannell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smith moves to second. Frank Thomas, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Smith moves to third. Cannell moves to second. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hickman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it and throws to second for the out. Smith scores. Cannell moves to third. 2 outs. It's 6-1, Cubs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Christopher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Wakefield now pitching. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Bertel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Billy Cowan, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cowan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cowan bunts towards third. Smith fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Ellsworth is 0-for-3 in the game. Ellsworth takes first base on ball 4. Cowan moves to second. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Stewart is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Stewart is hit by the pitch. Cowan moves to third. Ellsworth moves to second. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and 0 strikes. Brock is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. Cowan scores. Ellsworth moves to third. 2 outs. It's 7-1, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Brock moves to second. Ron Santo, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Santo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and 0 strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McMillan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Canizaro is 0-for-3 in the game. Canizaro strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.